Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, guys. It's Sam from FreeKeen.com.
Good morning.
I'm a little confused here. I guess these people haven't heard the good news about Iraq. I mean, we don't have, but the federal government doesn't have any more combat troops in there because Obama promised that they would be gone within 18 months, and it's been 18 months, so clearly we don't have combat troops over there. I mean, what's the confusion?
Well, they're going to pull them out in August. A lot. I think they're going to be, 50,000 troops left after the end of August or something?
Oh, okay. So when he got up there on the stage in campaign mode, he was just lying to everybody. And I guess when he won the Peace Prize, he won that for bringing about peace, but instead he's actually expanded war.
I don't know. I mean, I just know that I suspect, and I didn't vote for Obama, mm-hmm. I suspect that when he got in there, it was different than he pictured. I think once you get to be president, you get to see things that you never can see before you're president. And he realized that you didn't simply go in and take the troops out, that it would take some time and some doing. And instead of 18 months, it's now going to be 20 months or something.
Okay. So then he must be smarter than the millions of people who elected him to go in and fulfill his campaign promises, I guess is what that stance must mean.
I want to switch real quick to downtown.
And I was on my bike going down Main Street yesterday in the road because, well, that's the law, right?
You can't ride your bicycle on the sidewalk downtown.
Right. So, you know, there are people there. This is about 4:50 or so. There are people there driving by me really fast, about 6 inches from my handlebars. They're getting mad and upset. I don't know why they're getting upset at me. I can't do anything about it. It's the law. If they don't like it, they should vote and change the law.
Mm-hmm.
But, it seems more dangerous. And I think the statistics show that fatalities occur when bicyclers get into accidents with vehicles, not mm-hmm. with pedestrians on the sidewalk.
Right.
So as an unintended consequence of this bicycle ban on the sidewalk, are we instead creating the potential for lethal accidents, whereas otherwise it may be, you know, some bumps and bruises?
I don't know. I think that the bicycle law and the skateboard law has been in effect for that you can't do either on the sidewalk. I think you can rollerblade on the sidewalk.
You can rollerblade,
but
yes.
You can't ride bicycles. You have to get off. When you're going through the downtown, you're supposed to get off and walk your bicycle down and then get back on it.
It's not a law. It's an ordinance, and a city ordinance at that. So it's something you guys could influence and change anytime you want. And I think I don't see that there's really any problem with people riding safely on the sidewalks. It's one thing to try and go 10 or 20 miles an hour. It's another to just sort of safely keep with the flow of the traffic and keep an eye out and slow down when you come around corners and that sort of thing. And I've seen lots of people biking on the streets and riding skateboards, and I really haven't even had a problem with them.
Well, Sam, you may ride safely, but I'll tell you, when I come out of City Hall sometimes, mm-hmm. and the kids are coming from the middle school that ride bicycles to school, it's not safe to have them on the sidewalk, I'll tell you right now. And I actually, several years ago, before we added skateboards to this ordinance, I actually was knocked down by a skateboarder in City Hall. Not in City Hall, but right outside of City Hall. So there are some, the kid was going along and not paying any attention and whammed right into me, and I ended up sitting down on the City Hall steps where I didn't want to be.
I would agree that the transplanted grass looks nice downtown.
Yes.
It looks great. I love the way that stuff looks when they first put it in and it lasts the summer. My only question is it really worth the potential of my neighbor having to lose his house so that the city can spend his money transplanting grass downtown?
I can't answer that question. I this week asked why the grass in front of the area south of City Hall always mm-hmm. seems to wear out, and they said they're going to do something so that
they're going to aerate the soil.
They're going to aerate the soil.
Because the soil gets compacted from the pedestrians walking on it, and then the sod dies.
There's something about putting more walkways through the grass
more,
or something.
More walkways
so that
and
people
less
don't
grass,
walk on
actually.
It as much. So I think they're aware of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 357-1290 is our number. If you would like to call us, go ahead. Now we can go back to...
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
we're back to Keene. Now, I realize all these national issues are very, very important, but
right.
My personal slant on it is I try to work and affect the things that I can affect, and you know, otherwise, I guess it's all conversation.
I can only do it in my own yard.
Yeah, so...
And we are back on Talk Back. I'm Cynthia Georgina.
Mitch Greenwald.
And our phone number is 357-1290. Good morning, you're on Talk Back.
Good morning, it's Ian from FreeKeene.com. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great, am I going to see you out playing mini golf today, Cynthia and Mitch?
It's entirely possible.
Okay. Probably not.
Oh, that's no fun. All right, well,
plans.
Anyway, it's a beautiful day out here in Swansea. I was calling in reference to last week when I called in to talk about the Democrat meeting and the allegations of how a couple of liberty activists who are Democrats were turned away. My information was partially incorrect in that Chris Coates had called in later to say, well, that wasn't true because he met one of them and he was allowed into the meeting, just wasn't allowed to vote. That is true. However, it's also true that one of them was turned away at the door, and it's certainly possible Chris was unaware of that happening, but I know the young gentleman said he might be calling in today to tell the story, but there apparently was somebody who was working the door. Maybe he was acting on his own, but he did ask him if he was a free stater, and when he answered in the affirmative, he was told that he wasn't wanted there. So I have no reason to disbelieve his story. He's a very honest gentleman from what I can tell, and so I think that that definitely did transpire from my understanding.
Okay. Are you at the airport?
I'm nearby here.
Oh,
I'm
I was going to say, a lot of action going on there in the background.
Mini golf place. So
how's it going down there at the mini golf tournament for 100
nights? Actually, it kicks off at 11 o'clock here, right. So it's now starting, and I'm actually having some breakfast right now, so I haven't gone down there.
Oh, okay. All righty. So.
I think that's a great event that you have going on.
Yes, I think it's a
great
thing.
It's a very positive thing to be involved with.
And tomorrow there's going to be a car wash to benefit the 100 Night Shelter.
That's right. It's a good organization, from what I can tell. That's why I got behind it. So I'll talk to you all later.
All right. Very good. Enjoy your breakfast. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Calling about traffic downtown.
Okay.
I think the idea that pedestrians should have the right-of-way over all these crosswalks just kind of goes against the natural order of things.
Well,
you mean survival of the fittest?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd put it that way, but I do think that it goes against logic that cars should be the ones to have to watch out, especially for pedestrians all over the place, rather than pedestrians being on the lookout constantly whenever they're around a street.
Well, I don't know, but...
I think part of the confusion also with crosswalks, there are the ones without traffic lights where the pedestrian, I think by state law, has the right of way.
Right.
And then you come to, say, Central Square and Roxbury Street, where there's a traffic signal and a walk signal. There the pedestrians are supposed to stop and wait, you know, and follow logic and wait for the walk signal. Some of them just go streaming across the street.
And when it's at the light, those people that choose to cross
are
always the slowest walkers.
Yeah.
So. It seems like it'd almost be safer if there were no signals at all.
On Central Square.
And pedestrians would just cross the street whenever it was safe for them to do so.
Can you say never?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a measure of personal responsibility, right? Are you guys familiar with the fact that several European cities have abandoned traffic regulations entirely?
Are we talking about the economy in Europe?
You're talking about free-for-all Germany?
No, I'm talking about traffic regulations in general and the concept of imposing arbitrary, you know, regulations all over the place rather than just having each individual person in the area responsible for his or her own safety.
So that's sort of the how I see Central Square, where you have rough guidelines about where to be and how to get there, but basically you have to drive intelligently, and it works.
That's right.
And it works.
Right.
that this, it's all the signals in the crosswalks that seem to cause the chaos, in my opinion.
Well,
you know, especially down there in front of Keene State College, the consecutive series of crosswalks is just really kind of ridiculous to me. It seems foolish. I know there's a lot of student and other pedestrian traffic around there.
Well, there are herds of students that have to get from one place to the other.
And yeah.
At least it tries to funnel them.
Well, good show. Thanks,
guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi. I just wanted to address something that came up last week.
Okay.
Ian Freeman had called and suggested that someone was not allowed into one of the Democratic meetings.
Yes.
And then I think Chris Coates called and said that that was not true.
Yes.
Well, I was actually, I tried to get into that meeting and couldn't quite do that. And basically what happened, I was making my way towards the dining room area where they were. And a man stopped me and asked if I was a Free Stater. And I told him I was. And he said repeatedly that I was not welcome there.
Oh.
And I ended up leaving and was kind of upset about that.
Oh, okay.
I guess
some people were let in that were Free Staters, and some, or at least one.
Right.
Ian called a short while ago and said that at least one was, and he thought at least one wasn't. So maybe that was you.
Right. I wasn't. I had a friend who came in a little after me who was let in.
Uh-huh.
And, but he had been a registered Democrat for over a year.
Uh-huh.
And they said his name wasn't on the list of registered Democrats that they had. Uh-huh. However, we did talk to the other, there was another Free Stater who was there. We talked to him some. I talked some to Dan White, who is the vice chairman of the Cheshire County Dems. Apparently the guy who asked me to leave was acting on his own, and just the reason they couldn't find my friend's name on the list was just kind of a fluke from the way that their list was organized.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like all of our, I don't think this is going to happen again in the future. I'm feeling pretty satisfied with the response I got.
Oh, I'm glad that worked out.
I would hope that they would allow you in just on the same level as there's liberal Democrats, there's conservative Democrats, and you know, all different stripes. So,
I think that's their policy, their official policy. It's just
I would hope some
individual got a bit overzealous and thought he was going to try to save everyone there from evil Free Staters.
Saw himself as the keeper of the gate.
So. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks
for having me. Okay. Thank you. 357-1290 is our number if you'd like to give us a call. There's open lines right now. So,
well, I have to tell you, every time the phone rings,
I know.
You never know.
That's
where is the topic
that's
going?
That's the beauty of it. You never know what's coming up. So.
Live radios.
Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Talking about the downtowns.
Yeah.
Do you think Keene's starting to get a reputation if people, that it's not safe to go downtown or they don't want to go downtown because they know what's there?
Oh, I hope not.
I really don't think
I do
that's
too,
the case.
But I'm tired of these people, number one. Number two, because the city of Keene and all you people have worked so hard and the taxpayers have worked so hard to make it so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up with marijuana smokers and nudes.
I see what you're saying.
That's where I was coming from.
Okay.
But everybody's entitled.
Well,
everybody's,
I think it's too bad that they're out there, but, you know.
The Common has a history of being a meeting spot and a place to, you know, wave whatever your issue is.
But I just don't want Keene to get this reputation because these other people are here.
Well,
and it's sad because the taxpayers have worked so hard to give a lovely place to these people for their freedom. It's wonderful.
Well, maybe eventually they'll all grow up. And
I doubt it.
And someone else will come.
I don't have the time, or I'd go to these people and say, tell me where you want to be in 10 years. Write it down
and send them there. And send them there.
Well, might not be far enough.
Okay.
But have them come back in 10 years and say, this is what I did.
Right.
Have them come back and say, but at any rate.
Well, I don't know, but it's a question, and we guess we just have to put up with it for a while. But.
Yeah, at least we don't have those guys from in New York that were saying about, I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Talk Back on the News Station, WKBK 1290 AM and 104.1 FM. Mitch Greenwald and I will be back after these messages. Good morning. You're on Talk Back.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I've been meaning to call Talk Back. I just wanted to say that I think the city of Keene and the people are just so great.
Thank you.
Since I've moved here. I moved in November, and I'm just thrilled with the culture and the spirit of liberty that there is in New Hampshire.
Well.
And so I just wanted to thank all those people out there that I meet on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's great.
Thank you for calling. It's nice to hear good things.
It's nice to hear good things. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.